The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettman, with you on this Thursday, 23 April, 2020. Well, folks, don't you know that the world marches on? The NFL is going to go ahead with its draft. But it's going to be configured a little bit differently. It's not going to be the dog and pony show in New York. And this is about just drafting players out of college. So, you know, it was hyped up anyhow, and who's going to miss it? You know, I think there's going to be some changes on the other side of this COVID-19 plandemic, and some of it's going to be for the better, at any rate. I've got a guest today, Corinne Gatti, and we're going to be talking about, the children. You know, anybody notice here the sheltering in place? That's the same phraseology when we had these mass shootings, that they were commanding schools and neighborhoods and everybody to, well, just hunker and lock down. Key tie between the two, it's for your safety. You know, I've been looking at the abject hell, death, destruction, economic, people-wise, country-wise, that the United States has been engaged in. And when Uncle Sam turns his wonderful little head towards us and says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, run as fast as you can. Do I have Corinne Gatti with me? Corinne, are you there?
Of course. I just love your voice.
You do.
I do.
Well,
it's very soothing.
It's for rent.
I hope I can afford your rates, but yes, I'm here.
Well, we're all sheltering in place, and I'm just as bored as everybody else. So,
I mean, I can't afford the wine I'm buying.
Oh my God! Isn't, you know, you want a little cheese with that wine? My goodness,
it's bad. It's bad. I know. I'm being facetious, but you know, I am enrolled in Instacart, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little low here. Well, what else am I going to do?
Well, I just went to our down here in Texas. We're not like where you're from, or
I don't know. I could take offense to that, but I won't.
Well, I don't know. Where are you from?
Oh, yeah, Virginia.
Oh God. Yeah, it's not the same.
You
got a governor that is so far left, this guy's fallen over, and he's quietly saying, I've fallen over and I can't get back up. Well, when he does, it's just more atrocious, anti-American, anti-Constitution. Where in the hell did you guys dig this guy up?
I didn't dig him up anywhere. I didn't vote for him. You better watch it, buddy.
Okay.
I didn't vote for that sucker.
Okay. All right, then. All right, Kareem. Folks, you understand.
You know what? You know, I used to be a lib years ago, but I was not so far left. And I love to use that expression off the cliff because that's what it is.
Well, being a recovered libtard, okay, now there's point. there's points for you right there. Okay.
Oh, thank you, guys, and thank you, audience.
Well, and you know, all of this stuff, look, I am so tired of this left-right paradigm. I see the Republicans violating the Constitution, maybe not as much as egregiously or in your face as the new left, the democracy clowns, the people.
Your AOCs and yeah.
Oh, isn't she just a precious?
I can't take her anymore.
I don't know what she's good for. Maybe she was a good bartender.
She might have been.
Yeah. And I heard she got really upset because she was asked to make a white Russian. That just fried her eggs right there. At any rate, on a more serious note.
Yeah.
Now, Kareem, tell the listeners, you've been involved here. You've been doing a little bit of radio. You've been doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Tell folks what you've been up to.
Oh, gosh, they don't want this story.
Yes, they do. I do.
Long story short,
I have to go to the bathroom, and you're going to talk
for
the next
2 minutes. All right, well, you go, and I'll bore them to death.
But
long story short, I used to be a Democrat, and I even volunteered for the Clinton campaign. This is 92, so I'm showing my age for Bill. But anyway, you know, you grow up, you get a job, and you realize what the government's doing to your taxes and what the government's doing to your communities and so forth. So, you know, I worked with for Belief Met for about 7 years. They were, you know, they covered some news, Christian Post, definitely conservative news. I was with them. I've been freelancing. And then I found Roger at the Liberty Beacon, who they're marvelous. And they just allow you to and give you this microphone that I never had before to speak on these the issues about abortion and people like Alexandria, you know, from New York, that totally pissed me off. She just gets on my nerves anyway. So I've been doing a show, Mom on the Right, for them for about a year, and we just launched a website, Mom on the Right. So we're really new with the website. But I've talked to an ambassador. I mean, we've had some really good people on the show to give our moms, not even a voice, but give them the information they need for them to do something. I don't want people just to listen to something and be like, okay, yeah, well, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can start a group on Facebook. You can do something. And I'm an angry woman right now, and that's really bad, I think.
Well, I, you know, anger is a lot of people, you know, over the years, people misidentify. They were used to living this mundane, predictable life, getting up in the morning and showering and having your coffee and your breakfast and going through the routine and then going to work and then coming home and then repeating the same process all over again. Now, I'm not knocking that because it has put bread on a lot of people's tables, but they get so used to the mundane stuff that when something of great import comes along, they don't know whether the crap go blind or wind a wristwatch, Corinne. They don't. And they stand there like deer in the headlights. Now, their mind is processing something's wrong here. Right. Something's wrong. But they're not settling down. They're not objectively looking at this and going, okay, there's a problem. Let's take a look and see what the problem is. And then go through and to see, A, if there is a problem. Diagnosing that problem, is it real? Can it be fixed? Where is it coming from? Is this constitutional? There's a whole array of things that you can sit down and just go through on a linear basis from A to Z. And
yeah, very easy to get in that trap. It really is. I mean, you know, I like to have a normal life, but what is normal?
Oh, God. Are you enjoying the new normal right now?
Oh, damn.
And after this after this plandemic is over, what are they going to do after this? You know, this game, and I was going to say about the left-right paradigm there, the Republicans have been just as egregious as the lefty, Democrats, socialists, communists. I don't care. Give them a name. It doesn't matter anymore. Corinne, here's the one thing. Okay? There's a rule book. When two baseball teams are on a diamond, Now, who's in charge? Well, the umpire. Okay, he's the ultimate arbiter here. And, okay, so we have to follow the rules. Both sides have to follow the rules. But, Corrine, they're expecting you to be stupid. You're on a baseball team. You notice something's wrong. The other side's beating you 199 to nothing. But then you notice, well, wait a minute. They're not applying the same rules to those people that we're supposed to be. What's going on here?
Right.
And this has been the problem. Now, okay, even the umpires, even the officials at Major League Baseball, every once in a while, what do they have to do? They have to open the rule book. But we're not doing that with this country. This is our form of government. And this asshat down in Virginia, you guys are calling a governor, he couldn't be the more antithetical to a constitutional republic or being governor of a state than I don't know what. Where's the difficulty here?
We all know what is the forces behind this, too. I mean, he just needs to be voted out. And then, exactly. And, you know, in Virginia, we're not... you know, I know Texas, they don't mess around with that. They're not going to take away their guns. And, you know, it gets to that point. I think Virginians will rise up, and be like, hell no.
Well,
they're in a very slippery slope. And we talked about this before the show. And I was even like, I don't know about all this control. And I was like, whether they're going to have the military out front my door. You know what I mean? And what is this going to be like, Italy? When Mussolini and Mussolini, I can't even talk.
Mussolini
was in charge. Yeah. I mean, and Hitler, and you think about those things, you're like, nah. But you know what? Maybe.
Corrine, let me ask you a question because you happen to mention two of the most notorious. Why do we keep referring to Adolf Hitler when Uncle Joe that we sidled up next to? That basically we allowed him to take over half of Europe after World War II, and this guy managed to kill 50 million plus in his little endeavors. Why do we not ever pick on Uncle Joe?
That's a very, very good question.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Of course you do. Not because it was your question, because it's a very valid question.
I'll tell you why I ask, because within the Christian realm, we have this little thing that the biggest despot on the face of the planet ever and ever, next to the devil himself, has been Adolf Hitler. And I look at Joe Stalin. You know, I mean, we had generals during World War II going, scratching their head going, wait a minute here. We're teaming up with these guys to go kill Hitler? What's going on? They said we're fighting the wrong guys. But that's a show of another color and another stripe for another time. I just wanted to point that out. Now, Corrine, there is an article that you have posted up. The radical left is killing our culture.
Oh, hell yeah, they are. Excuse me. Yes, go ahead.
Expound.
I mean, look, I know where I came from, and this is not my mom and my grandparents' Democratic Party. It's not JFK's party. And the fact, if you could just look at our timeline as a country and where we're going morally, ethically, morally, politically, constitutionally, you can just see the downturn. And that's why I wrote it. Because you get to the point where you're just like, this is enough. The late term abortion, what really got me really fired up last year, to be truthfully, especially working with Roger on Liberty Beacon, and he gave me this platform, is that my governor, Ralph Northam, who's a pediatrician, believes in late term abortion and keep them comfortable. After that, I just lost my marbles. And it's permeating in culture, the Me Too movement, which is baloney. You know, and this fake feminism. So those are several reasons why I wrote that article. I mean, it's...
Well, and it's, you know, they have since, and I'm wondering if you notice the cycle here. For about a year, year and a half, didn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, talking head on the media, They were using the word democracy and describing our form of government in this country. And every time I'd hear that, I'd bite down so hard I'd crack my molars. And they were all doing it. Now, I happen to know that the founding fathers of this country, they asked George, you want to be king? You know, let's try this democracy thing. That'll include everybody. And he rejected it all. And they go, wait a minute here. We need a new form of government based on something that was written for the government, not the people. We have the God-given rights, the unalienable or unalienable rights. Those rights are already there. So this whole deal was written so the government takes a look at it and goes, okay, we're thinking about crafting a law here and running it through Congress and the Senate for the president to sign. Stop number one, let's take a look at the bill, and does it pass the constitutional muster? That's why Ron Paul was always known as Dr. No in Washington, D.C., because the guy just looked at bills and said, wait a minute, you don't have the authority to do this. No, I'm not voting on this. And he became kind of the laughingstock because, you know, that's just not the way they do business in Washington, D.C. Right. Now, this guy, from a perspective of being a real doctor, a medical doctor, from the perspective of being on the banking committee and looking at the what we have been under with the money financial manipulators, this guy, I mean, they should have been looking at Ron and just waiting for his next word or sentence of utterance, because this is a guy that got it. Here is a guy that represented the people by way of our form of government, and the rest of these sock puppets are doing what? This to vote him out in Virginia as governor, the guy should have never got into office. How in the hell did that happen? I still want to know, because I want to stop this disease.
It's Northern Virginia. I mean, Virginia went for Hillary, and that's the northern part. You blame Arlington. Don't blame the country, folk, but you're right. It's asinine.
Well, wait a minute now. I'm not going to blame everybody else for what you all are doing down there in Virginia. I don't care where your battle lines are drawn, north, south, east, west, or dead center. I don't care. I'm looking at your governor, and we saw a couple of months ago, did we not, Corrine? They tried their draconian gun laws.
Yes.
What happened at the Richmond Capitol?
They faltered.
Who faltered?
The assembly faltered, and there's such a clash here regarding guns and the abortion issue. And you say there shouldn't be like a divide of North and South, but you know what
I was being facetious there, dear.
I know, but you know, but you know what? It's like I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? We can be, but I think there's some truth to it. I mean, they're more liberal up there, the North, as you know, of the state, because they're by Washington. You know that. You're very educated in.
No, that's why I live in Texas. I don't live in Virginia. Okay.
Give me a break there with the Virginia thing.
Well,
New York. How's that float your boat?
Well, hey, I've seen the crap oozing out of New York an overripe pimple.
That was another.
No,
thing.
I'd much rather pick on your governor down there because here's the problem. Doesn't matter. Seriously, I'm being serious here. When we have a state governor doing these sorts of things. People had better heed and pay attention because he's the governor of the state. He's the governor over the independents, the I don't cares, the lefties, the righties. He's governor of that state, and he is the governor overall. Now, yeah, we do have our political wranglings going on, that's for sure. But again, I'll ask the question, and it's not a question I know you can answer, but it needs to be asked. How did this clown even get in the race for governorship? How did they take the oath of office? Didn't he lie when he raised his right hand to protect and defend the Constitution?
Well, didn't he, as a doctor, didn't he take an oath to protect all life?
Oh, no, but no. See, we're making money off this political decision of whether to kill children or not and how late we can do it. You see, it's just a matter of degrees, not of right or wrong, but just a matter of degrees to suit people. Wow. this is government in this country today, yeah, we should all be a little pissed off. Ms. Gaddy, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How to find in the morning papers is how to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Well, it's on some talk radio. We're back talking with Corinne Gaddy, her website, momontheright.com. And just how it sounds, folks. Isn't that a difficult URL? Mom on the right? Are you a homeschooler? Do you have children?
I have a 3.5-year-old, so I'm not quite at that point.
Okay, so we're still on maybe diaper watch yet?
We're still on diaper watch at night, but okay. The thing is that daycare, I won't put her in daycare. Usually she's in daycare when I work full time. So I have her in daycare and I'm like, I won't put her in. So I'm having that experience of working in trying to make sure she's stimulated enough. But it could be in the future.
The stimulation of children's minds. What a concept. This is the one thing that they don't do in the public fools system.
That, I can't have her go to public school. We just can't do that.
Well, and I think somebody suggested this to me, Kareem, mm-hmm. that, you know, since people have had their children home, you know, did they just put them on hiatus for a while? And I'm hearing the horror tales of being cooped up with your kids and the kids being cooped up with the parents. But I'm also hearing some positive things that they're going, okay, well, let's keep up with your studies. Some are considering doing the homeschooling thing. And at issue with this, and I've had an issue with this for years, is the correct thing to do to leave your child a victim of this mindless propaganda that's going through our public school systems? And we'll get around to some prime examples of that in a moment. But, you know, people have said, well, I've pulled my children out and I'm homeschooling them. And I'm going, yeah, but okay, good for you. Yippee-ki-yay for you. And I applaud you for doing that. You're probably going to change your child's life, probably yours. It'll be a great bonding experience. You know, most parents, they use the public school system as kind of like a paid by taxpayer babysitting service. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're out of the house for 5, 6, 7 hours a day. You know, good for me. I can go to work. I can do this. I can do that. But some were absolutely steadfast in the belief that I need to pull my children out and homeschool. And I would congratulate them for doing that. Okay, now, what are we going to do to say, now that you've saved your children, what are we going to do to try to save the rest of them? Because the system still exists, and they're grinding your child into hamburger.
Mm. You know, I had an interview with Sam Sorbo, the Hercules wife. She's married to Kevin Sorbo. And I interviewed her about 2 weeks ago. And I had this, I was just being real with her. I was like, look, I work full time. I don't have the time. I don't know what the heck I'd be doing. I'm going to probably ruin my kid if I homeschool. And she's like, as long as you can teach basic, you can teach reading and basic math, you can do it. And it's a confidence thing. And it's the agendas that they, you know, and the lies that we were forced to believe, even when we were in school. It's like, unless it's them doing it, we can't do it ourselves. And I was like, dang, girl, she just like opened up my mind. And, you know, that first of all, my kid's not going to public school because she's not going to learn about freaking sex at 5 years old. Yeah. If she's going to learn from it, it's going to come from me.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be stuffed down her throat by Planned Parenthood, who is funding a lot of this crap. And as a parent, we have a responsibility. And to be honest with you, I'm one of those. I'm like, you know what? I want her in daycare. Don't get me wrong. She's going to be in daycare until we get to that age to transition her. But it's not going to be public school. And homeschooling is definitely an option because it gives you more control.
Well, I would check out the curriculum on that pre-kindergarten as well.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All have to do our research. Absolutely right.
When I was pre-kindergarten, and I can remember being in kindergarten, believe it or not, and we'd take our little milk breaks and we'd have our little mat that we'd, you know, lay down and take our naps to give the lady that was trying to, it was like herding cats, you know, a bunch of five-year-olds, and it was quiet time for them, and yeah. But I can remember that. But you know the one thing I do not remember? I don't remember being stigmatized. I don't remember being propagandized. Mm-hmm. All as I remember is a loving little lady that had a job, and there was a bunch of children, and I got to meet people that I'd never met before, and that was it. That was my whole exposure in kindergarten. That was it. There wasn't any drag queen or, geez, do you have two mommies or do you have two daddies? Or
did you have like 20 genders?
Yeah. You know, my simple thing to that, to parents, is, you know, take a look at your children. Do they have an innie or an outie? If they got an outie, they're a boy. If they got an innie, they're a girl. Don't.
I mean, they do that with animals.
Don't confuse the children.
I agree.
I mean, we're aborting them, we're confusing them, we're confounding them, we're polluting their minds. Wait a minute. The 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is public schools are free education for our children. That came out of the Communist Manifesto. This is to be used as a transmission belt for the government propaganda, and this is exactly what they're using it for. Here we are today in America. Folks, we got a break. We'll be right back. I didn't even get around to the issue here of the gender benders cross-dressing. They're in our libraries and our schools. Oh boy, entertaining our children. Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are back. Let us go to the phones here. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. And I don't know your guest's name.
Corrine.
Corrine. Are you? Do you have children in school at this present time?
No,
I don't. She's actually 3 and a half, and she's been in daycare.
Okay, well, is that with the school or an independent daycare?
It's an independent Christian daycare.
Oh, excellent. Well, because I'm in Michigan, and back in the 90s, a program that was developed in the 80s by David Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton and Ira Magaziner, and you can check his history and his credentials, was to introduce a curriculum that would be devastating to the future generations, and that came about in Michigan because Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania were the pilot states for this program. And I'm in northern Michigan, and they hit the northern independent small towns with church-going people with this curriculum, and where everyone trusted the teachers. They were all friends. Everyone knew everybody, not like an inner-city situation. And it was just disgusting. I ended up having to pull my children out of school, or I did pull them out. But that was only after 2 years of doing, getting to know the program, what they were doing. And then I went to school board meetings for 4 years. The two before I took them out to find out exactly what was going on, and I was shunned by the whole community. I was the only person complaining. Well, all those people ended up leaving town because of what I was exposing. And to make a small story short, when we got our children, the one was going into ninth grade, one was going into seventh grade, we had to reteach them basics. And the most important thing is communication skills that they steal from these children. They don't know how to spell out words or sound out sentences or put their thoughts down on paper. It's all really convoluted, and it's really destructive to a process of gaining knowledge. And that was the first thing we had to... You don't have to have a college education to be able to transfer information. They got to an age where we could leave them, let them do their own work. We gave them options, or we gave them the work, and when they did it, they could go... You know, they were done with school for the day. It wasn't 6 hours being regimentated. My son went to college a year earlier than his peer group that was still going to the school here. And we didn't keep grades when they got to college. The administrator at Central Michigan U, or the person involved, just wanted to know how we determined where they were at. And it can be done with any child. Younger children, it's harder if you're not there. But once they reach a certain level, if they have the skills of problem solving, which math does, which they give them calculators, they take all of these skills away from them. And it's planned that way to leave them in, disabled or depending on the government for all of their answers. I could go on and on about, but I know this is John's show. But homeschooling was a blessing, and it's that I resisted, the children resisted a lot because they were, their peers were ridiculing them because of what I was doing with the school boards. They're totally manipulated, but it's after four generations, anyone 40 years and younger has been through this system, so they think the schools pretty much are doing the normal thing, which is not right. And so you can homeschool, start by just learning or finding out where they're at with communication, learning how to put their thoughts down on paper, get the math in there, basic math, just so they can problem solve and do logical, thinking to solve problems. And then from there on, their interest will develop on their own. You know, they might go some other, but as long as they have those skills, it's like teaching someone our language from another country. That's where you have to start.
Well, and John, generationally, You know, the Indians didn't have history books. They didn't have books. You know what they did have? They had the elders that taught the young ones. When the young ones grew up, it was the job of them, the now adults, to teach the children. And on it goes. We seem to have forgotten that equation in this country, that somehow osmotically or magically, the knowledge is to be passed down from generation to generation, and we don't have to talk about it too much. It doesn't have to be taught. It doesn't have to be discussed. You know, I mean, the parents in this country, and I have been on a holy tear, ask the listeners here, for years, John, asking the parents, do you know what your children are being subjected to? And this is before the little drag queens and whatever else started to invade our schools and pollute the children's minds.
Well, what changed my mind, my son was, he came home and he woke up at night, or he'd wake up at night, he'd say, I'm scared, because the books that they were giving the children that were 11 years old were just outrageous, like a young teenager calling to let the young boy know that he just killed his girlfriend. He's watching her bleed. That was one book they were reading. Another one, Grandma, everyone's from a broken home in these books. And this was 11th grade, 11-year-olds. And I found out what they were. And these people were supposedly educated, and that's what everyone got A's too. A's were cheap. Yeah. Everyone was on the honor roll. Yeah. So they had a game plan, and it was just disgusting. But that's what they're teaching. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah, and we're paying for this. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
For our own children's destruction. John, dearly. I appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you.
God bless you and Corrine. Keep it up.
Thank you, John, for your advice and sharing your story.
Yeah, John. John's one of these activist kind of guys.
I love it.
Over 20 years ago, there was a little thing going on. The UN was coming in to implement its brand new agenda, and they were redefining wetlands and what people on private property, that the land that they owned, whether they could stay on it or not. These guys went through the mill. They got these people thrown out to the point that a magistrate, this older woman, listened to what these guys were saying. We had the county sheriff up in Antrim County, Michigan, going around threatening individuals to lock them up if they didn't cease and desist with the harassment of the city council, when it was actually those were the enablers that moved this into the magistrate turned around, had a nice conversation with his county sheriff and said, how would you like to be locked up in your own damn jail? Whoops. That stopped him, and that stopped the agenda. People in this country, I get so angry sometimes that people think, oh, what can I do? Well, they're sitting there. They never lift a finger. They're bitching and complaining, and, well, look how bad this is. Well, what did you do to try to they'll come up with a litany of excuses while their country burns right out from under them. For those people, I don't have much countenance. I don't have much sympathy. Roger Landry. Mm. Roger Landry. Come in, Mr. Landry.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. I love him. I heard he's amazing.
I had to drop him in on you.
I was going to call him after this. I'm like, that's why we're not doing my show.
Well, I've got dinner sitting right in front of me, and I was called and asked if I wanted to be either finish my dinner or come in and say a few words with John and Corinne. Well, which do you think I would prefer to do?
How
would you dinner? Now, it depends on what you're eating for din-din, Roger.
That's another thing.
Actually, dinner is very good. Ralph is an excellent cook. It's just that, look, I've got two dynamic people here. And I jump in just as I hear somebody with a little bit of wisdom stating that what these kids aren't learning today, what we need to teach these kids today. Let me step back, and Corinne's going to absolutely jump on this because she knows I say this all the time. We, you and I, John, we have what I call three generations of perspective. We actually know where we came from. We actually know what happened back then. We know what it was like back then, and we have seen the changes. You can't see changes over 5 years, not in a huge political system, but over 50 or 60 years, you see a whole lot of changes. And what we have seen is things like Common Core, whereby a 10-year-old girl gives her mother her homework and her mother ends up in school the next day ready to sue the school because this social studies homework is teaching her daughter that a benevolent government grants her her rights. Nothing could be further from the truth.
And excuse me for saying this, but I don't think the law recognizes kids under 18 years of age, whether they be female or male, of really having rights per se. This is left to the parents' charge to raise the children to do their level best. After the age of 18, Roger, they can contract, they can join the military, they can go do whatever they want to do.
Yep, I agree. And look, we've got mom on the right here. My God, do you know how long, and ask her, okay, I bugged her to get this up and running just because the concept is just so apropos, and it is a time right now for mom on the right. It is a time for these strong women out there who feel their voices being buried far too many times to have a platform where they know their voice is going to get some amplification, not be stepped upon. And Corinne, I love you to death, lady, with due respect.
Now, Roger, let me ask you a question here, because this is a full-time mom, got a 3.5-year-old.
Yes.
I am assuming here, Corinne, that you're at home because you're sheltering in place, right? Yeah.
Well, you know our governor, so yes.
Yeah, okay. So you're okay. So you're sheltering in place here. Well, Roger, you know, with a lady that wants to pick up the mantle here and call a website Moms on the Right and then give that evidence, is this a resource that's being wasted by this woman working a full-time job? How is she going to have time to raise a child and maybe do further radio programming? Because guess what I've got? I've got time slots available on this network to put the moms on the right up there. What do you think? What do you think?
Gee, let me see. I told her the other day. Now, Corinne, you stop me if anything I'm about to say is wrong. I told her the other day, I said, not only are you going to get to meet John, he's probably going to ask you on his show, and then what comes from there is going to put an even bigger smile on your face. Did I not say that?
You did.
Okay, here we go. You guys are so predictable, and I've got the biggest smile on my face.
He called us predictable. John.
I understand. I understand.
But I don't like it.
That's okay. Roger has been a closeted individual now for, I don't know, 10 years or more.
He's
working.
10 years.
I do encourage him to get out.
And you and I both. I mean, he told me the other day his only outing per month is 3 hours a month. He goes to Walmart.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Roger. Please.
If you weren't bat crap crazy before you walked into Walmart and seen the people that walk into Walmart, you sure as heck's going to be when you walk out.
No, I fit. I fit quite well. If you saw me up close, you'd go, yeah, that's Walmart.
I asked him last year. I was like, you going on vacation? He's like, yeah, well, no, I have too much work to do with the Liberty Beacon. I was like, I get that. I'm like, you know, I'm sure someone can cover for you. He's like, no, I'm just going to go to Walmart.
Well, I'm planning a diversion for Mr. Landry. There's nothing he's doing at his house right now that is not portable, so he can bring that down to Round Rock, Texas, and spend some time with me while he's doing his job.
Maybe you can encourage him to relax a little bit.
Well, there's always kidnapping. Okay. You know, hey.
I think we need to do that. We better not say that. We might get arrested.
Look, if everybody listening needs to understand, these are my friends talking like this. Can you imagine what my enemies talk? I absolutely, look, the people in my life, like John, like Corinne, like Rico, and I could go on, like Luca, and on and on. These are all good people. These are people who help make a project work. I founded the Liberty Beacon Project. I started the Liberty Beacon Project, but if it wasn't for all of the people, including the ones you're hearing right here, all pitching in what they can when they can, there would be no Liberty Beacon. And Corinne, you're the newest to the family, and by golly, all I can say is I'm sorry it took us so long.
Corinne, did he successfully dodge my question?
Yes.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
No, I'm not a politician.
Very smooth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Roger, I appreciate you popping up on the show here for a few. We'll let you get back to your dinner, but I just thought I'd bombshell our guest here today.
It was perfect. I knew what her reaction would be, so I was like 100,000% on your side for this, John.
All right. Everything, tell me, dear sir, everything's on schedule and we're looking good.
Everything's on schedule, but I haven't looked in the mirror lately. I wasn't looking good last time I looked, so maybe there's hope.
All right. The kidnapping is going to take place within the next 2 weeks. Okay, we got it.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy it while you can.
Bye, Raj.
Thank you. I love him.
Oh, I'm telling you, here's a guy 10 years ago, he woke up, and he didn't sit there and just bitch and complain and point and grouse and mumble. No. He got a plan of action, and he's carrying it out. And there's a lot of people that he's carrying along with his plan of action that is going to be, well, let me put it to you this way, Corinne. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and we need to jump started. And not that I'm saying that the patriots in this country, they're not well-educated. They've taken the time to educate themselves on the subject matter that we discuss on a daily basis on this network. But discussing it's one thing, but then pulling the strengths together to do something about it is quite another thing. And that's what we're planning to do here, to enlist the help of, shall we say, millions of people. Do you think, folks, this is the only country that's having the problems that we're having? remember that they weren't constitutionally limited republics with gun owners, you know, sitting there going, okay, make my day. All right, violate me, you know, start going after the citizenry and whatever. And that's why we have the Second Amendment. That's gone for these people around the world. You know, it's rather fascinating to me, Corrine, not picking on you, because you weren't responsible for putting that governor in office down there in Virginia. But having said that, here's old Ralphie doing whatever he feels that he can get away with.
Right.
And I want these guys to remember one thing. There was a time in this country when we used to tar and feather crooked politicians and murderous sheriffs or whatever the case may be. Horse thieves, we would hang them. Well, they would do the tar and feathering, but you know what? The history books left off one important factor. After they were done with the tar and feathering, they lit the feathers on fire. Fate worse than death, it can't come fast enough if you're turning into a crispy critter. But there's got to be some way that we can scare these people. I would prefer to throw them in prison for treason or malfeasance or whatever the case may be. But we need them to stay under the rocks from whence they came.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I don't There's a time to be good and then there's a time to be bad. But my bad is really good, if you know what I mean. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. You're on with Corinne.
Hi, Laura.
And Corinne, I wanted to, since she has a website for women, I just wanted to give her a couple of suggestions. Number one, John, I told you this a long time ago, I never vote for a woman or a lawyer. And here's, and I'll explain my statement. Now, the other day you talked about the South Dakota governor. She was very constitutional. Now, she would be the exception to my rule. But she's factual. The women have to get off the emotion rowboat. And if they want to talk to people, use facts and truth and not emotion. It's not a win-win situation. You don't dialogue to consensus. And you also don't. It's not a win-win situation. One person has the truth and one doesn't. That's it.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that she was, Laura, she was running for public office. I'm just teasing you. But yeah, you're right. You're right. This is a problem. Mm-hmm. And you know, we can approach this on different levels. But the one thing, and I agree with you, Laura, the emotional impact, that has to be taken out a little bit. But don't, right. Let's not mistake passion for just excitedness, because I'll tell you what, your passion and even getting angry from time to time dispels depression, and I've gone to that well more than once.
Well, if you look at, a lot of times, if you look at these governors who are like our Gretchen, who I call Bolshevik witch, you know, Gretchen, and look at the judges, they're usually, they have a bad, the judge make a bad ruling, it's usually a woman judge, because they're judging on their emotions, what they feel. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you feel, it's what's the truth and what's the facts.
I'm in favor of that. Here's my one hope, and who knows how this election's going to go this November. But I'm starting to hear that people are trusting their governors more than they are the president of the United States. And I'm going, okay, I understand that. Trump needs to get rid of this guy by the name of Mike Pence, because he's been inviting, if people wanted to know where the neocons, the trough for the neocons and that door that was open, that's Mike Pence. You can pin this Fauci guy and the other female doctor. That was Mr. Pence. Mr. Pence has been doing a lot of things to undermine this president. And I think Donald Trump, by having a woman vice president, like the one from South Dakota, would be the key to his victory in November. What do you think?
Yes, yes.
I think
I totally
so.
Agree
as,
with that.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
And this woman...
I think he doesn't like a strong woman.
Oh, I don't. I take one look at Melania, and trust me on this one. I don't think Donald Trump runs roughshod over that woman,
or Ivanka,
or Ivanka for that matter. That's right. All right, Laura. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. And
okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
And thank you. Corinne Gatta, I appreciate you coming on with me today. I really do.
Oh, it's over already?
You can stick around for a while longer, because we didn't even discuss the drag queens in schools yet.
Oh, damn. All right.
You want to hang around for a few more?
Heck yeah, why not?
Okay, then.
If you'll have me, yeah.
MomsOnTheRight.com. It's that simple, folks. Moms on the Right. Giving a voice to the women out there of children, single mothers, women that see what's going wrong, but they've never really been given a voice other than bra burning and how different we are from men and we don't need them. Oh boy.
Yes, and birth control. Don't forget about that.
And birth control as well. We'll be back. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and
military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.